What up?
What up? You make
Yo, what?
an account?
No.
What is that, Planet of the Apes?
That's just my usual username I use for some stuff. I don't have it on PlayStation like that, but I have it on Xbox like that.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome to the podcast, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining. As the most recent person to be on the show, I always tell people to introduce themselves a little bit.
All right, well,
Mind telling yourself, tell the folks about yourself a little bit.
yeah, so my name is Abe. I'm pretty big into video games.
He's playing one right now. Oh,
Yeah, I'm playing a ROM hack of an old 64 game. A little known title named The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time.
yeah,
The ROM
never
hack I'm never heard of Ocarina of Time. Yeah, I mean,
What?
it's an indie title. It's
What's that? What's an ocarina?
one of those indie titles, from a little company called Nintendo. I don't think I've ever heard of it. Like, most people haven't heard of that company before.
I don't. I only know what a Sega Never heard of no Nintendo.
The new Sega's coming out.
Don't know. Dude, fucking Sonic Breath of the Wild coming out near you.
Dude, it's like everyone that fucking like old people, how they refer to systems as like that a Nintendo or a
Dude, my
Sega.
brother was referring to an NES as, he's like, why do you have two Nintendos upstairs? I have those, I have that bucket, right?
Yeah.
I've mentioned this on the show before, I'm sure, which is that I have a bucket that I bought off of someone, and I have this right now. I have these two NESs just stacked underneath my TV, and I'm just like, he's like, why do you have two Nintendos up in your room? I was like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, I was like, bro, just call it an NES. You know it's an NES. The dude's 10 years older than me. He was fucking alive when the NES was huge. Okay, you know what I mean?
Really now?
Yeah.
He must be about the same age as like my dad.
I said. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure your dad is definitely under 40.
My dad's okay. Maybe he's a little bit younger than my dad. My dad's like 47, turning 48 this year.
I said he's 10 years older than I am.
I missed that detail. Face palm.
He's playing The Legend of Zelda. Trash.
But yeah,
Fuck.
I big on video games. I have a visual impairment. So that makes things interesting sometimes, but I make the best of it.
And he once robbed me at gunpoint, but we don't talk about that.
Yeah, blind man robbing you at gunpoint, it was great.
I told him you were a daredevil. They didn't believe me.
I actually did a Super Mario long jump off of a building, believe it or not.
Oh yeah, with the sound effects, right? You want Yahoo?
Yeah, it was quite a
You
time.
go
I was running from the cops and they just didn't know what happened.
Do you know Oni Plays by any chance?
Yeah.
There's like an old like Game Grumps thing, because back because they used to like be in the same office, right?
Yeah.
Like 2015, 2016, something like that, and then they split off because dumb shit happened. But Aaron was telling a story while they were playing, I think like Mario 64 or something, and it's something that Chris, aka Oni Plays, and so, which was, he's like, what if the sound effects in Mario 64 were like amplified times like 20. So like when he would, so it's like, oof, right? It's that, but it's like it'd be like me screaming that in your face instead.
Dude, that'd be so sick.
Wow.
If Mario 64 doesn't make my eardrums bleed, it's not a good game.
Ooh, fucking Mario 64 double extreme edition.
You need to have the game blasted to the loudest volume so your whole neighborhood can hear it.
Let me tell you something, Abe. You're gonna love my nuts. Fuck Slab Chop. Hey. Dude, I love that guy.
What's that from?
Slab Chop's an actual like product. So you're gonna love my nuts. He's like, he breaks like actual nuts in like a grinder or something. He's a Slab Chop guy. I think he also did like the that like squeezy thing. It's like a colorful towel or something, but absorbs everything. It's like a sponge towel, I guess. I forget what the hell it's called. Do you know what I'm talking about? And he like squeezes it out, and it's like he like spills milk or something, and he cleans it up and like squeezes
it. About the ShamWow guy.
The ShamWow, thank you. Yeah, same guys. You're gonna love my nuts.
Oh yeah, I remember him. He was the one that they tried to.
I mean, it's a ShamWow. The one, yeah, the guy that looked like he was on cocaine all the time.
I miss Billy Mays.
I love my ShamWow.
No one can top Billy Mays.
Hi, Billy Mays here with cocaine.
The new OxyClean.
It even works underwater.
That even works on your brain.
Dude, I love Phil Swift. I thought, oh, he's just a crazy dude, and then it turns out that like the flex stuff is actually like a legitimate product that works well.
Oh, Flex Seal?
Well, the Flex Seal, Flex Tape, all of it like works. You know, because you know that JonTron thing.
Yeah.
Like first he washed it, and then he literally gets the guy to like be on his like green screen set and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, this dude has a. I was like, first off, this guy like. Plays along perfectly with the script and is actually really funny in the episode. And all he does is just be himself, but he like plays along with the whole joke of it. So I always have to name these episodes, right? That I do like. So it's like I name the episode, and then within the episode are segments themselves, right?
Yeah.
You understand how this podcast works. And I only get 60 minutes in a recording.
So 60 minutes per podcast, I take it?
Per recording.
Okay.
And then you can put each recording in, and then, but I always will purposely try to, I'll always like stop it before the 60 minute mark. But I've gotten into like 54, 55 minutes, but it's not like you can't get a lot it could be the 20 minute mark and you've said a ton of shit, but I'm just telling you, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. So I always try to find like something consistently to talk about because, I'll go on tangents and everything, but if there's like a general idea in the episode, that's usually the basis for both the name of the segment and in turn the name of the episode. So in this case, the name of the episode would reflect on you, right? And then the segment would probably just be something more basic, right?
Yeah.
That makes it. That's yeah, but yeah, this yeah, you know this.
So you want me to help you come up with a name for it?
Well, no, I mean, I mean, you could, you know, in theory, if you come up with stuff while we're talking, definitely, by all means.
Well, I got one.
For the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Because those are the most fun things to name. They're always really stupid. Trust me.
New Year nuts.
New Year. Oh, because. Yeah, Happy New Year, seriously.
Yeah, Happy New Year. First, I think it is your first podcast of 2022.
Oh, dude, that's a good idea. No, you're nuts. You're gonna love my New Year nuts. Let me tell you, the guy really does. I love that he talks that way, and it's just like, I don't even remember what the dude's name is. I eat a local drug dealer
people really just call him the ShamWow guy. I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it's all he is. He has a name. I don't know, fucking remember what it was. He is the ShamWow guy. At least Billy Mays is like the opposite of ASMR, where it's like, you know, as an ASMR, you just get in there and you're just like, I hope you like what I'm doing right now. And the Billy Mays is like, I'm the opposite of ASMR kind of thing. And Dowry household.
Hi, Billy Mays here. I'm going to kick your ass.
Dude, can I tell you about a Twitch streamer that I think you would very much appreciate?
Who's that?
Okay, so the guy's name is just called The Good Jared, right?
Okay.
But that's not what makes him stand out. What makes him stand out is that he's a dude he's all about impressions and shit, right? And his main one is a personal favorite of both of ours because he's got a whole Hank Hill thing that he does. Right?
I'm going to kick your ass.
So it's like one of those, I hate to mention VTubers because that kind of that kind of thing kind of fucked me over earlier. Well, not earlier. Last month, I should say. It's not December anymore. Happy 2022. Right. He's a VTuber in the most literal sense of the word, that it's like a 3D model that talks. But he's brave, but it's like a really good Hank Hill is the thing. He's like, you know, he'll constantly reference, you know, he'll mention Bobby a lot, he'll mention Peggy a lot. He embraces the whole universe as a whole, right? You can mention something, he'll do the laugh, he'll do all this stuff. You'll hear him like kind of, he'll like read stuff and then his voice will change and then he'll go back to being Hank Hill. Like somebody plays like the, there's like all these different like sound effects and stuff, right? Like somebody plays the Seinfeld thing. He's just like, "What's the deal with?" And he'll just like go, and he'll just do Seinfeld for 2 seconds, and then go back to being Hank Hill. That's how good he is at doing that, right? I think he has like a Rick puppet, that I guess he's done stuff with. Done nursing, but for the most part, it's Hank Hill. For sure. Like, and he's playing Golden Sun right now, oddly enough, of all games. Okay. Which is, you know,
fantastic. I know the game.
Which, yeah, I know you. I know it's right. Yeah, I'm thinking about you. I know these things. Yeah, I know you like Golden Sun and I like Gang, so it goes hand in hand. You would appreciate it. Oh, and best part, he's got the pimp hat that he puts on.
Check him out.
And people raid. Yeah, the good Jared. It's all one word. You know, Jared, like that guy we don't talk about. Yeah.
What,
like
the pro one?
What's that?
The pro?
Oh, he was a pro, all right.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, they don't call him footlongs for nothing. Hey-o. I mean, what guy are you talking about? What Subway? I don't know. It's Subway Jeff. Yeah, that's his name.
Oh, you're talking about that Jared.
Yeah. 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 A worse Jared. Yeah. Not the other Jared.
He was yeah, eating fresh.
Right. Right. I guess they both were using. I guess they both had footlongs to show off, didn't they?
he was definitely eating fresh.
At least the other one was able to bounce back. Pro Jared, yeah. Pro Jared fucked up, but he apologized and he bounced back. He didn't go to. He basically kind of pulled like a Drake Bell, if you will, where he definitely fucked up, but there's kind of like evidence like on both sides, kind of thing.
I don't know if Drake Bell will come back though, to be honest.
No. Pro Jared was able to bounce back though, because he did everything he was supposed to. He's like, I fucked up. I am giving a sincere apology. It was sincere. It wasn't bullshit.
Yeah.
He's not. Yeah. And you know what he did? He just went and he just like, here's like one video, and then I'm gonna, you know, and then time will pass, right? And then every so often he would come out with another video. I think like, and then like E3 came around, he did a couple more, right? So he's fine. He's not, you know, it's no more normal boots and all that, but you don't have to worry about that. We got Peanut Butter Gamer. It's fine.
Is he the only one left in normal boots?
No, they rebooted it.
Okay.
They're like, yeah, I would say probably specifically Peanut Butter Gamer, I think, was the one that initiated it. So he's still there, and then Chadtronic joined, and then I think, and then a couple other people joined that were, I think, that I don't know if they were originally there or not. Chadtronic wasn't. Peanut Butter Gamer was, and I think... fuck, what's his name? I can the Space Hamster. I think he's part of it too. It's like all these people who I know, and I'm just like, where are their videos? And it's like, oh yeah, nowhere. It's like Space Hamster. Who the fuck knows who that is? Nobody. But they know who Peanut Butter Gamer is. I hope. Do you know about the Arthur Christmas movie where DW walks in? On Arthur peeing, and that's a real scene.
Is that the CG one?
No, that's the one where Pal runs away. This is just hand drawn.
Okay. Both hand.
Well, probably hand drawn. I'm sure. I don't know how old it is. It's probably 2000. So most likely, that's just a scene that happens. He just walks in, goes ah. While he's peeing, and you can hear the sound of him peeing, and I was like, "Thank you, movie. I needed that." I was like, "Now I am Jared Fogle."
I still like
you when know, he you, know Ar- to... you know Arthur's eight, right? I just want to make that clear. I didn't need to see Arthur peeing. Can we like edit that out of the movie?
Well, I guess we know what the P in PBS stands for.
Well, that was, so they were definitely broadcasting something, all right.
Pedo broadcasting service.
Hey, now. it obviously stands for penis, and you know it. Not kid ourselves. Do you know about like the remix? Well, speaking of PBS, do you know like the remixes that they did? They're like really well done. They did like two Mr. Rogers ones, and they did one with Bob Ross.
You ever heard those?
They're actually really good. I would look them up. Like if you ever get a chance, look up PBS on YouTube, PBS remix, and you'll see them.
Okay.
They're both done. They were actually like done in house by someone, and they put them specifically on their YouTube channel. you know. And it's like, of course, it's because they knew, right? You're like, so we do a, you do a remix of Bob Ross. Of course people are going to fucking watch it. It's Bob Ross.
Yeah.
It's, it is weird, right? How he, what all he's doing is painting, but it's like he's, he is what I would call like an unintentional ASMR artist. He's not doing ASMR, right? He's just talking the way that he talks because he's not like a loud person, right? And then he just beats the devil out of it.
That's, I heard that he didn't even want his like hairstyle, but he's like,
no, no, he, oh, he was forced to, yeah. He, oh yeah, he hated it.
Yeah.
He was, yeah, I forget what he had before. I was like, Bob, couldn't you just like shave it off or something? You know?
It's just so iconic, so like,
you know, I mean, I always wondered, I was like, okay, he doesn't want to paint it. I was like, couldn't you realize, it's like if your hair is shorter, I mean, I was always thinking about it. I was like, but if you're such so confident as a painter, would it really matter what your hair looks like? Because people are like, oh, he's a ripoff. Because there's a guy that used to do the same thing, but it turns out that guy was like his mentor, right?
Yeah.
And then he overshadowed him, probably just because of just Bob Ross's overall like personality and everything.
Yeah, that could be. But he's, it's just like so iconic, even in stuff like Deadpool 2.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds does that really well, doesn't he? I've never realized. Oh, yeah. It's funny, right? I told you about the, there's a guy on like Meet Me who just embraced Deadpool to the point that it was like, you're like, holy shit, this guy might as well be Ryan Reynolds, right? It was like, this guy could have been like a stunt double for him.
Dude, I think like he, every,
like, he, no, go ahead.
Every person our age now,
uh-huh,
has like a, it's like this joke on TikTok, but yeah, like every middle-aged guy, or not middle-aged, but like, in their 20s, everyone in their 20s has like a slight man crush on Ryan Reynolds.
It's kind of true, isn't it? My dad was,
oh, dude, it's so true.
My dad was mentioning the movie Free Guy, which I had not watched.
That was actually a good movie.
That's what he was saying. He was like, it was actually pretty good. And I was like, saying that, like, yeah, there's sort of this weird thing about Ryan Reynolds where he can't quite escape the Deadpool effect, as I'm calling it, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably what he's,
Deadpool did well. But yeah, where Ryan Reynolds has always had this like specific way of acting. He was always, I mean, before he was Deadpool, he was already doing the, that sort of like style. You know, being like overly sarcastic and but also like secretly charming. Like, go watch Van Wilder and you'll see the exact same thing. Right? I mean, well, don't watch Van Wilder. Nobody should, but it's a terrible movie, but it's, you know, it's like, you know how there's like 30,000 National Lampoon movies?
Are there?
So, yeah, okay, well, it feels that way. So, okay, well, first off, you've at least heard of National Lampoon, yes?
Slightly.
Let me put in this perspective. So National Lampoon was a magazine originally, okay? It was kind of the same as like, it was like Mad Magazine basically, right? It was kind of in a similar style to that. It was very humorous, very like edgy and off the cuff, right? It was the kind of thing your parents didn't want you reading because it was, you know, they'd make, you know, sex jokes or whatever in there, right? That kind of magazine, right?
Not sex jokes,
but like, you know, but in a not in a 21st century kind of way, in a like a 1970s kind of way. You know what I mean? Where it's where you're watching with or a movie like Animal House is like raunchy and everything, but it's 70s raunchy, so it still has a lot. You know, it's not about everybody fucks kind of thing. You know, that's what you know. It's like how many. That's what every American Pie movie, basically.
Yeah, I still need to watch those. Actually, heard they're good. Heard they're funny.
But no, no, yeah. I mean, go watch American Pie because it's a genuinely good movie. It has stupid stuff in it, but watch it from the perspective of the first one. It's like high schoolers are stupid, right? High schoolers want to drink, do underage drinking, and they want to have sex, right? That kind of that you go if you go in with the obvious mentality, that and also because you're gonna that and also you know the pie scene of course, everybody knows the pie scene, whether they want to or not. It's everybody's favorite part of that movie, dude. Do you know? And you know why? You know why he does it at all? So it's called American Pie. Because, if you've ever seen like pictures from the movie or something, you probably notice that the pie itself is like an apple pie, because it's the most apple pie is the most American pie, right?
Say so.
It's the thing. Like, it's that's where the term comes from. It's called that because it reflects on someone saying it's someone telling the lead that he's like sex is like it's he talks about like it's like sticking your dick in apple pie. He says that's what sex is feels like. He says it's that sensation.
Pretty accurate.
So which is why he does it. He sees a pie that's conveniently on the counter, and well, yeah, you know the rest.
Yeah, I mean, it's not completely inaccurate.
Also. And also, you know, the guy who plays his dad is just, like, one of the best comedians ever. Actually, funny enough, the guy that plays his dad in that movie, him and his son ended up making a show years later called Schitt's Creek. And his son looks exactly like his dad. Like, Eugene Levy has, like, this distinct look with his glasses. He has these thick eyebrows, right? I'm sure you've seen the dad in the movie, right? He's in like fucking he's like in all the movies for no reason. And then they made all this then they started making directed DVD movies, right?
Yeah.
And for some reason the dad kept appearing in all of them. And I'm like, what are you doing? Not one, not two, not three, but four movies, Abe. And then went straight to DVD. And he was in all of them. This poor bastard. Couldn't escape.
Poor guy.
And it's like, this man is like a talented comedian. You know, he's very famous. He was in a lot of movies, right? Even prior to American Pie. He was with one of the most well-known Canadian comedy groups. Right?
Yeah.
Second City, I believe. It's located in America, but a lot of the comedians came from like Ontario and stuff, right? So he was part of it. You know, John Candy was a part of it. All these big people that you've seen in movies in like the '80s and nineties, right? Pretty much came from Second City. I think even Jim Carrey might have been part of it at one point. And also, you ever seen Jim Carrey on, speaking of him, I know it's hard to say his name in a positive light these days, but I'm going to try because I'd like to think that saying his name is not a crime.
There's some good things about him.
Sure. It makes it seem like he's like this, like he's some kind of criminal, like he's Al Capone or whatever. And I'm just like, the man just has opinions. Or really just hating him for being human at the end of the day. And then it turns out he does like art and shit. And it's like really good. And I'm just like, I can't really hate on him if he's good at something. It's not like he's not funny anymore. It's just Jim Carrey in a different
light. I mean, either way, I'm still really looking forward to seeing the new Sonic movie.
I think there was something. I bet you he's like, I get to play like a comic villain, right? He's like, I want to do something a little different, and I bet you there was something about it that's. They were like, you get to be this, and I was like it probably wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if. He knew jack shit about Sonic, right?
It wouldn't. I'm sure he had base knowledge about it.
I mean, yeah, it's not like he doesn't know what a video game is. Does he know who Sonic the Hedgehog is? Yeah, probably. He probably knows it the same way that my mom does. You know, commercials and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the same way my mom knows. You know, it's like knowing who Mario is. You don't have. You know, you just know. Did he know who Dr. Eggman was? No, of course not. But I bet you someone's like, but you get to play a villain, and he's probably like, that was probably appealing to him, right? And it's like, okay, you're gonna be in this Sonic the Hedgehog movie, and they probably pitched it to him in a way that made it seem like, what if you just had fun again, right? It's like you get to do a comedy, you get to be yourself, right? You know. They're like, I want you to be as Jim Carrey about this as possible. And it's like, you think about it, it's like, well, who better to play a character like that, right? Also, like, he's probably the most Eggman I can think of that isn't, you know, the main guy himself that's been doing it for, like, God, how many years now? Since Sonic X, so, like, oh... 03, I think, when Sonic X came out here, North America, something like that.
Yeah, it was probably 03, 04.
Yeah, so he's been so Mike, what's his face? You know, who's a damn good. I love
that Mike Pollock.
Mike Pollock, thank you. They never got rid of him because he's just good, right? I even with Sonic Boom. Still Mike Pollock. And I think did I tell you about the I might have forever ago about the time that someone was it was a streamer on Twitch was playing something Sonic related, right? And he mentioned Mike Pollock's name, right? And guess who ends up and he does something. I think he like posts something on his Twitter or whatever. And he goes out playing the game, and guess who actually appears in the chat?
Mike Pollock?
No joke.
That's awesome.
He's like, holy shit, Eggman is in the chat. He's like, is that him? He's just like, yeah, it's me. He's just like he posted a link to his stream, right? And I think Mike Pollock actually saw that. And he's like, oh, what is it? What's this? And it's like, it takes him to... like a link to, you know, to Twitch, and it's just like, it's like, oh, hello. I'm just like, that's awesome. It would that's be really fun. Fun. Yeah, it would be funny if it turned out if they ever actually had, if in the second movie they like had Mike Pollock record something and he was also in the movie. Right? And then, like, Jim Carrey
makes a cameo
about, like, I used to sound different or whatever. I appreciate how much the movie really does kind of, like, get it. I didn't actually realize there was a difference between how Tails looked. I was like, huh. And I realized the only real difference that is it was his color. They made him look more orange, like yellow orange, like he does these days,
right? Yeah,
I think whereas in the first movie it's just like yellow, like he did in the past, which is interesting. I didn't really know. Someone did. I found like a side by side, and I was like, I didn't even realize that. Yeah, I think they like changed like the fur effects, I think, but for the most part, he still looks the same.
Well, he barely shows up. I mean, spoilers for nearly 2 year old movie.
Spoiler. Yeah. Hey, spoiler alert, Tails is Tails.
He's barely in the first movie.
Well, he's the transition into the second one, and then everyone's like, they're not gonna make a second one. And then they make a second one.
Oh, I had no doubt they were making a second one. Especially that
Well, you think the second one will do well?
Of course it will. It's Sonic.
How much did the first one make?
I don't know exactly what it made, but it was definitely profitable.
Which, if you had to, I mean, I guess if you had to like throw out a guesstimate,
I'd probably say at least, if I had to guess, I'd probably say around 400 million maybe.
Because the budget couldn't have been what? That high, right?
Yeah, I think it was up there because of the actors, but they didn't. Actors and actresses in the movie, but they didn't have, like, it probably wasn't super duper high.
James Marsden probably couldn't have cost that much, right? I guess maybe because of Jim Carrey, but.
Although I have heard Paramount's not happy that there's not a lot of controversy about this movie like the first one had.
What are they looking for?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
They're like, guys, you know what? We need a sex scene. Like, what were they looking for?
Well, is
that what you need, Paramount?
First one was almost a horror movie.
The first one had Sanic in it, and I appreciate that.
The first one was almost scarier than It Chapter 2.
Didn't they put that trailer on like the Blu-ray for the movie? Something like that.
Actually, I don't, maybe, but I don't think so. I have the Blu-ray.
Because you have a copy of it. Yeah, yeah. Because I remember you
saying, I have the 4K and I have both.
Because I remember you saying that. That you did.
I ended up getting the Steelbook edition for the movie.
That's right. You should tell a little bit about your obsession with Steelbooks.
Yeah, I mean, I started.
Or is that more Nick's thing these days?
It's kind of both of our thing, to be real with you.
At the very least, why don't you also just kind of say what you mean by steelbook?
So a steelbook's kind of like a metal, I'd really call it a metal case. It can be a, okay, I guess there's a distinction between a steelbook and like a metal case.
Sure.
But the steelbook is usually the case for like a game or a movie itself.
Right.
And it can be an addition to a normal case, or it could just be packaged on its own, like a steelbook.
So hence the name.
When you buy something like that, it's usually gonna tell you like steelbook edition, or say special edition, steelbook included, stuff like that.
That's true.
Just for people that don't know. Mainly it's like aesthetic, and I like the, you know, feel of a steelbook. It feels a little bit more premium.
Yeah.
It's like a cool little collectible for someone that is a fan of a particular game, movie, or TV show even.
Now, in my personal opinion, I think when it comes to movies and stuff like that, I think it makes more sense than with games, but I think it definitely depends on the product, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, nowadays I really see a lot more games getting steelbooks than movies.
Yeah.
Not that movie steelbooks, there's plenty of them. I mean, Best Buy in America in particular have probably a new steelbook for every movie that releases.
Yeah.
but you get a ton of, like, for every, you know, new Call of Duty game or big release from company A, B, C, or whatever, you have a new, you probably have a new Steelbook releasing.
I'm sure it's probably not as cost effective, but like you said, it's the fact that it's like a collector's item, and I think depending on what it is, because I know a lot of DVDs, and I'm sure you can recall this too, Abe, is they used to, everything was in cardboard and stuff, right? That, right? And cardboard, just unlike something like plastic, which can kind of, you know, take a beating, you know, cardboard is just very inefficient. Most people would end up taking the DVDs out of the cardboard anyways, because more space. It's much more efficient when it came to making space. I think the strangest like steelbook I've seen of a DVD is probably those Simpsons ones. Do you know about these?
Oh, are you talking about the plastic clamshells?
That
have the Simpsons like characters on the front, like their faces.
It's shaped like the faces. Yeah.
Are they actual steelbooks though?
They certainly look like it. I was at the exchange. I was seeing it and I was thinking about it. I was like, maybe.
Okay.
Because, you know, I was buying stuff there, and, you know, was it you I was telling about American Wasteland, or was that Justin?
You were telling me you got American Wasteland.
Was it you I told I said I'd played it yesterday?
Yeah, you mentioned that on GameCube.
Yeah.
And he said the controls were weird.
I think you just have to adjust them. I said it definitely feels like it's, I think a PS2 controller definitely is made for it more so, but it's PS2 not, it's Xbox, not bad. Yeah. It works. Yeah, I was having trouble. I was like, why can't I get off my skateboard? It was like, hit the Z button. And I had a controller in, you know, I had those two controllers. And I was like, this isn't working. So I had to put the one that's more like an actual controller, actual GameCube controller. And I did that.
Yeah, you just gotta get used to it. It's
And then I did a kickflip over Ben Affleck.
GameCube definitely has the weirdest
controls. Does a game like that look any better on like PS2?
So it wouldn't look as good on PS2 depending on what you're playing it on. PS2 has a weaker, so it has a couple things. Video production capabilities are weaker than that of the GameCube or the
Xbox. Well, the Xbox is a fucking powerhouse.
Yeah, for the time, definitely. On top of that, it was the weakest it was the best-selling console, but it was also the weakest console of that generation.
That the GameCube was.
No, GameCube is, it's middle ground. Like, it's not as powerful as the Xbox original.
Right.
But it's a decent amount more powerful than the PlayStation 2.
I didn't know that. Because the PS2 has so much on it. So I was like, that's the whole thing. But the PS2 was strong enough to play, you know, DVDs, though, was the thing. So
that's not necessarily the strength of the hardware. That's more so Sony just being like,
well, yeah.
Hey, we're upgrading to DVDs, so we're also going to include a DVD player. Which was really smart. I mean, a lot of parents even.
We're going to upgrade to DVDs in the year 2000.
So, like, hey,
go buy a DVD player with all the money that you don't have. But yeah.
Yeah, go buy a PS2 instead of a DVD player, because it does both PS2 games and DVDs. So it's just a no-brainer in that case.
it's funny all these years later. I had a PS2, and I never used the DVD on it once because I had a DVD player. But which never, I wasn't a bright kid. I didn't think about
so that. I got my own PS2. My uncle actually, like, this was my second PS2. Okay. Because our first broke.
Sure.
My uncle, and actually this was at the end of the PS2, after the PS3 had come out.
Yeah.
Probably a year after the PS3 was out. My uncle, he got a PS2 from a flea market, and he gave it to me, actually.
Okay.
For some reason or another, he didn't want it anymore. I don't even know why exactly. But I was like, okay, I'm not going to question it. That's cool. I remember loving the PS2, and I wanted one.
Waste of space, maybe?
I don't know, to be honest with you. But, I still have it. And it does have a really good library, but the real reason that you had so many games on it was just because it was such a well-selling system.
Yeah, and, I mean, when you think about, like, the later years of the PS2, obviously, it's a different story. Because, it's like the transition from GameCube to Wii, and it's like the Wii is as powerful as the GameCube.
I mean, one thing I love about the PS2, and I would probably say it's Sony's strongest console.
Yeah.
Is just how diverse the library is. It's probably the most diverse library we've ever gotten on a game system.
It was the one that did the... They had one job, which is to find, like, games. This is true of the PS1 as well, was finding, it's the whole era of, like, finding mascots, right? Now, the 2000s was terrible for that, to be honest with you, right? But when it came to... And really, Master Chief's probably the only character that really stood out when it came to that stuff, right?
You're talking about on Xbox or just in general?
Well, obviously on Xbox, nothing else stood out, but there's... nothing else landed.
What about Blinks?
Blinks didn't do well.
I know.
Yeah. Does that make Blanks bad? No, of course not. But honestly, you look at the stuff and you're like that's a decent looking platformer. It's what Blanks was, it's what Psychonauts was, right? All these things. But when it came to PS2 though, I would say they definitely had a lot more going for them. It's where Sly Cooper started, it's where Ratchet and Clank started, it's where Jack and Daxter started, right? A lot of these were on PS2 and only PS2, and having that kind of these big companies, right? Everyone knew who Dawn the Dog was. Everyone knew who Insomniac was, right?
Oh yeah.
Sega had games that were on these systems, right? The fact that Sega became like a third party actually gave them a benefit to try new things. It gave Sega a chance to try and sell the Xbox in Japan, which had... If you want to see sad numbers, look up the sales of the Xbox in Japan. It's pathetic.
Oh, it's bad.
It's less than 500,000, by the way. Which is about as poor as you can get.
Xbox just has not had a history of selling well in Japan in general, though.
No. 360, I think, might have done a little bit better. Maybe not by much, but just...
Yeah, they tried.
But the original definitely was...
When the console first launched, they tried pushing out a bunch of Japanese games.
And I watched a whole video about games that were specifically for, like, that market. And I'm like, these are really cool looking. And you're just like... And it's like only... They're those niche Japanese games, right? That only weirdos play.
Like Blue Dragon, Lost Odyssey, stuff like that.
Yeah. It's like the difference between Persona 5 and like Persona, you know, 2 or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean those ideas were quickly abandoned after, you know, probably the second, third year of the Xbox 360. They were kind of just like, whatever.
Yeah,
let's move on to the Kinect.
Fuck it, yeah, fuck it, make another Halo. We got Bungie, we're fine.
But yeah, back to the PS2. So PS2 really had the benefit of it had Jak and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, Sly Cooper.
Stuff like this, yeah, yeah.
But it also had such like niche titles.
Yeah.
Stuff that like some people haven't even played. Like it has a lot of like
even got
all classic titles.
Like God of War, even when it came out, was just God of War. Like it was not seen as like nobody was looking at that thinking it's gonna get a sequel kind of thing. It was just God of War. But it did well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and a lot of this carried over to PS3. And of course, you know, the whole thing is like the irony is that a lot of the stuff carried over to PS3, arguably the, you know, worst selling PlayStation system, right? To some degree, but
not by much, to be
honest. Not by much, because even the PS4 had to fight a bit. But the PS3 definitely had a lot more going for it in just backwards compatibility alone.
Well, okay, the PS3 would be its worst selling, their worst selling home console.
Yes.
If you don't count the PlayStation Vita TV or the PlayStation Classic.
Well, I was going to say if you don't count like the Vita or something.
Well, yeah, yeah.
We're just talking like systems in general, but
I mean,
yeah, I should specify main systems, yeah. But I think Vita is the worst PlayStation Sony product that you know that failed. I mean, even the PSP couldn't fight the DS. It had good games on it.
PSP actually did pretty well, but most of it had to do with
Issue. Yeah, it couldn't beat the DS because the DS just had more. There's something that Nintendo did with it.
Touching is good.
I hate that so much. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? Where's Jared? Is Jared in the corner? Is he the one touching the DS? What's going on? Touching what, Nintendo? What's good?
Honestly, DS and PS2.
Also, technically speaking, your finger. Also, it's like your finger's the one touching it. The stylus doing it. And even then, you're not touching anything. You're just moving a stylus on a screen.
Oh, yeah. But honestly, man, PS2 and DS are, you know, weirdly enough, they are the two best-selling systems ever. And they also are, I'd say they're in a lot of ways, they're pretty similar systems.
For sure.
If you were to go back and, I mean, you have your like main Nintendo games on the DS. But if you go back and look into all, there's a ton of niche titles on the DS. It has a very like wide library of like really good niche titles that people haven't played.
Yeah.
Same with PS2. PS2, just to name off a few, like stuff like Mr. Mosquito, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And hell, even Yakuza got its start on the PS2.
PS2, yeah. And it wasn't really until PS3 or even became... Well, actually, no. I'd say PS4 is when it really got its big break in the form of two remakes, a prequel, and a sequel, all on PS4. Plus 3, 4, and 5 being, what's the term for it?
Remastered.
Thank you.
So it's really just impressive what they've been able to do with, what Sony was able to do with the PS2.
Definitely.
And PS3, it did have a lot of variety, quite to the extent of the PS2. Same with PS4. Sony's kind of started focusing on the big, big games.
Yeah.
And you probably get about two of those a year now.
Well, you know, what did have variety was the nut that you can play with outside, but...
The PSP?
It's a nut you can play with outside. What?
Sony, it was a pretty cool console. Advertising.
This is weird.
I wasn't...
What is with what? By the way, what is with Sony? And it has every generation of Sony consoles has these weird. I was like, just people working in like these marketing. That's like, we gotta make these commercials to sell this shit.
They're just like really eye catching.
Yeah, PS1 is like the weirdest era for it for sure. Trust me, go back, you'll see what I mean. There's like weird, but you remember it. Like there's a like an Ape Escape commercial, but it has real monkeys in it, right?
Oh yeah,
it's weird, it's wacky, but you're like it's monkeys. It makes sense. It's just monkeys being, you know, doing crazy shit. That's what monkeys do. That's all. Monkeys and apes, yeah. They're trained to do things. But then there's like commercials that, you know, there's the night and there's stuff like I said, like the night you can play with outside and iToy commercials. God, the iToy. That's the one I get to bitch about. I can be nostalgic and hate it at the same time.
Such a strange thing.
It's just yeah. The iToy never needed to exist at all.
And to think, if we didn't have the iToy, we probably wouldn't have the Kinect.
Well, we didn't need the Kinect either. The Kinect didn't... I mean, the iToy at least worked.
Debatable.
I mean, the Kinect couldn't even do basic hand motions half the time. That's true. Even the iToy can do that. And then, of course, the funny thing is that Nintendo's the one that gets it right anyways with the Wii. They figured it out. Everybody wants to... People shit on motion controls. There's a lot of hills I will die on. That's probably one of them I'll gladly die on.
Yeah, but it definitely did have its hiccups.
Yes. But would you rather deal with that or play Sonic Freerider?
You know...
You'll turn into Angry Joan. You don't want to do that.
It's actually a game I've never played.
Okay, then you'll be... Okay. Just don't turn to Angry Joe about it, please.
I'm curious to try it. I'm sure it's shit, but...
Yes. I mean, don't be Angry Joe about it. That's all I'm saying. I'm sure you know what I mean by that.
And I think that's the last Riders... Like, their last Riders game, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I still remember the Dragon Ball Z game where they gave you the Goku fry hair.
Right.
Fry hair. That was so cringy but funny. Like French fry hair.
Well, Abe, how about we take a quick break here?
Okay.
And I'll come back. We'll be back, everybody, but first a word from our sponsor. Hi there. If you're hearing this message, congratulations. You survived 2021. A year that, while not quite as bad as 2020, was still quite awful. We wish you the best here from all of us at Apocalypse Nerd Podcast. Because when it comes to the new year, it always helps to be prepared for what's to come. From
blood bugs to yaoguais to politicians to your own neighbors and everything in between. The wasteland is truly never safe unless you're smart about it. From all of us here, we wish you luck and God bless. And please, stop stealing my food. I need to eat. And if you touch it, if you touch any of my cram again, I'll come out there with a double barrel shotgun and express to you just how much I hate you. I call my gun 2020 for that reason. Please don't let me bring out my 2020 gun. Thank you and good night. Thank you everybody for joining us for yet another episode of the Apocalypse Nerd Podcast. Abe had to unfortunately leave, so I am forced to yet again finish off another episode. Blah, blah. Speak and enunciate, they say. I hope you guys enjoy what you heard. He's a great guy. He's got a lot to add to the table. You know, at the end of the day, it's still my show, and to some degree even Justin's show as well. It's very much a collaboration on both our parts, but it's definitely more my end at the end of the day, making these decisions, making a lot of these episodes. That being said, I like to try out new people, see what sticks. Obviously, Justin's done very well for me. I think Abe will do me well. And I still have to give John a second chance, because I did a whole episode with him and went very well. And nobody was keen on that one. So I will have to get creative with that. I have some ideas for things to try. Maybe it'll work better with my ideas. We'll see. I hope 2022 brings a lot of fun stuff. Not just for us, but for you as well, viewers. And I hope that the year treats you much better than it did in 2021. 2022 definitely, I think, will have its hot heights. It will have its low valleys, but I think at the end of the day, it will definitely be one that will treat us better. And I think every year that goes by will be a step away from everything that's going on in the world. We may not be able to escape everything about the virus and everything that's going on with it, but I do think it will at the very least lead to interesting stuff happening. If anything, the movie scene is still strong. I'm definitely going to have some movie reviews coming up. Definitely some fun stuff. Watch some more bad movies with Justin. We're going to maybe watch Attack of the Clones or something next, maybe. Have a little fun with that. Stuff, you know, all these things. We'll see what happens. Maybe Abe and I can watch something or talk about our experiences with certain movies. Maybe I'll go on again about Scary Movie 5 for the nth time. Who knows? But anyways, everybody, hope you enjoyed the show. You all take care. And as always, be mindful of the wasteland, because there's too many yaoguais to keep staring me down, and I don't have enough bullets to survive the week. So please keep them away. I've got a belly to feed, and I only can find so many things to make my guns better. So take care, everybody. And as always, stay safe and a happy new year to one and all. Bye-bye.